Content. Parental discretion is advised.
Shane, you are a conniving, vile, disgusting human being. You are rotten to the core, just like your father. You weren't born best in the world. You're a McMahon. You were born the worst. You think you're something special, Vince and Shane, because, you know, you're a billionaire and you can do whatever the hell you want? Well, you can't. You may own this company, but you don't own me.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for March 23rd. We have this weekend, we have next weekend, and then it's WrestleMania weekend. Insane, it's that close. Hey, holidays today real quick. It's Melba Toast Day. National Chip and Dip Day. National Puppy Day and Near Miss Day. And I think that's for all those comets in space. Happy birthday to Danger Boy in a couple days. He's got a birthday coming up in a couple days. Yeah? No? Okay, Danger Boy doesn't have birthdays anymore, but he does have one coming up. So make sure to, if you're a Facebook friend, that you pelt him with messages.
Happy 21st birthday, Danger.
Yeah, I wish.
All right. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Join us April 13th for UFC 236, Salvatore's Saloon, and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. So you want to get there early and get a seat. Hosted by us, drink specials all night long. That's April 13th. Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 236. Hey, interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater? Officiate? Question mark? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're interested in skating or even volunteering for the Flower City Fair, it's F-L-O-U-R, and find them on Facebook. Contact them. They can always use a good hand and a good skater, and we'll even teach you to skate if you don't know how to. So check it out. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined today by the boy who grew up in the show, Danger Boy, and he's got a birthday coming up.
Good morning.
And we are also joined by DC Dan Cole, on the man who's running the Twitter, as well as the, if you want to text us, you can text us. He can read those as well. What's up, buddy?
Good morning.
Sorry, I didn't mean to stop on you. Yeah, and also, Double B Brian Burke. Double B Brian Burke, which is unusual because he's here by himself.
Yeah, good morning.
What's going on? Where's the kids?
I have somewhere to be after this that I can't. I'm not taking Peter to, so he's not here today.
Okay. So, but you know, so it's just us four and you, the listeners, and we're gonna. You know what we do here? We talk about the world of pro wrestling. That's right, and you know, and you know, this event coming up in a couple weeks. You know, it's just the biggest pay per view of the year. I'm just, you know, just gonna hint at that. It's coming, but we're gonna get that and talk about that as well as
Takeover New York.
Yeah, Takeover New York. You know, I don't know if you saw in the news. We've got a lot of news, but we also want to talk. We want to take your calls 222-1280 star 1280, and you can even text us at that number. I saw in the news that they announced a second. Is it a second or a third? War Games for NXT.
Third.
Okay.
It'll be the third.
And it's going to be not until, I think, Survivor Series weekend in November. But they've announced officially that they are going to be doing another one, which is pretty cool. That's right. November 23rd, it's going to be in Chicago. I think that's where the whole Survivor Series weekend is going to be, in Chicago. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about this one. Danny and I were talking about the card. Danny, what was that card again? The five matches. He had it right off top of his head, too.
So you have the women's Fatal 4-Way. So Baszler, Io Shirai,
Kyrie Sane and
Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair. You have the...
How come my girl Vanessa Bourne isn't getting any love?
Because she's not that good.
I don't care. Well, she's good to look at, okay?
You got the tag team title match, which is going to be the War Raiders against Ricochet and Aleister Black.
Oh, man.
You're going to have the UK Championship defended as Pete Dunne takes on Walter. You're going to have the North American Championship on the line when we have Velveteen Dream versus Matt Riddle. And then you're going to have the NXT Championship, 2 out of 3 falls, Johnny Gargano and Adam Cole.
And already we are saying possible.
So, yeah, pencil that in for match of the year right now.
Yeah.
Can I put this out here, something I'd love to see happen? Ricochet and Aleister Black win all 3 tag championships.
Oh, on every channel?
Every brand.
Yeah. I'm scared that they're just going to get pushed aside right now.
Yeah, it looks
that,
like they may.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, you know, with Tommaso Ciampa having the surgery last week, that kind of takes Johnny Gargano out of being on Raw or SmackDown, unfortunately. You know, but I think fortunate for NXT is you can send Johnny Gargano back down and have him the king of NXT if they want.
I was going to say, in the end, I think as unfortunate as it is what happened to Ciampa,
yeah,
having Gargano stay down in NXT is the better move for him.
I think so, too. I think so.
Because Raw and SmackDown, there's too many guys up there already not being utilized.
Yeah. Asking for their release or, you know, threatening their release and then getting tag titles put on them, you know, stuff like that.
And then, you know, they just walk around with the tag titles. They don't.
Do anything.
No, yeah. So it's the thing, too, is, you know, as we get closer and closer to WrestleMania, we now figured it's going to be about an 8-hour show.
I think they're trying to shoot for 20 matches. They're really trying to get there.
You know, if you count, like, the access matches, you could get 20 in there, you know?
Well, the rumored card right now has 18 as it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's going to probably be a 2-hour pre-show for WrestleMania, so you're going to probably get 4 matches on the pre-show.
So they're trying to match the number of matches to the WrestleMania number?
You better hope not. That would be terrible.
Especially if it's raining.
They have to bring back the hardcore title. Because
they're going to have to start the pre-show earlier this year, because I don't think they're going to want to go much past midnight.
No, not
on the Eastern Seaboard. So,
yeah, Danny and I, we were talking because Danny and I went to the last time they were there, which was WrestleMania 28. And we said we were lucky. We only had a 4-hour show. This is going to be quite a bit longer than that. We also got P. Diddy on stage, and we also got who else was? Oh, it was CM Punk's theme was played live too.
Oh yeah, Living Color.
Yeah, we got to hear them do the tune.
It was great.
We're sitting out in the parking lot, and you're hearing Living Color play.
This year, you get to see Elias do a musical performance.
I know. Apparently,
and you get
he's
to
the
see guys from SNL.
Yeah, he's the musical act, and we got Alexa Bliss is the host. Yeah, Colin Jost and Michael Che are going to be there from Saturday Night Live, and I mean, obviously, they've already gotten on the bad side of Braun Strowman there,
who got so mad he announced himself for the Battle Royal.
Oh, did he? Oh. I was going to say after tearing apart a Trans Am, I think it was, or 2 weeks ago,
a Camaro.
Camaro, that's what it was.
A Camaro that somehow they just happened to have toys made of. For sale that night.
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the amazing pulling apart the quarter panels off of it and stuff and the hood and all right. That was a lot. But, so yeah, there's a lot of things that we're throwing out there to talk about. But I want to start at least, I mean, we haven't even, heck, we're deep in the show and I haven't even mentioned the first thing I want to talk about was this big announcement by Kurt Angle, okay? 222-1280, star 1280. Tell us what you think about it. Kurt Angle is going to be taking on Baron Corbin. That's the match everybody wants to see, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You saw how that went over.
Well, the good thing about it is the WWE was watching closely after that announcement, and they may be changing it up. Why not go back to a man who wants to wrestle him, who's been sending out texts and tweets, John Cena, John Cena, remember John Cena, ruthless aggression, Kurt Angle. There was a very important part in John Cena's career.
Yeah,
was
his
that,
first match?
Yeah. I don't know if it was his.
It was his first match on TV.
I remember watching that, too. I didn't realize that was his first match. He was just one of the guys in the locker room when they had that shot in the back, you know? And that's right, because McMahon goes, who are you? He goes, I'm John Cena. And he's like, you know.
He wore tights.
Yeah. Yeah, he was all military, too. He was all like, you know, he's like.
Well, he's coming off a prototype. He was
the prototype, yeah. You know, before he went into the Vanilla Ice style of John Cena that we saw, we loved after that as a heel, but which probably nobody remembers, but I loved it. I thought when he'd come out and rap and try.
He didn't rap until later.
But he was trashing people when he was rapping. It was after that Vanilla Ice Halloween costume thing that they kind of put him in the rapping. Very interesting. But, I would like to see.
So I've seen this story, and the story came out almost immediately after that thing on Monday. And then I've seen more respected sources say it's not true and they're still going with the match. And that they never, because the one source was saying that they were going to the whole thing was going to be a swerve the whole time and they were never going to actually do that match and something else was going to happen. And then they're like, no, they plan on doing that match. And they know there's negative reaction, but that's what they plan on doing.
Well, you know that they do like all this pre-production on every single match where they have to do like the pictures and the graphics for each match and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, and this is something they probably plan well in advance.
I don't know. From what I'm hearing everywhere, they haven't planned much at all for this WrestleMania.
Really?
That most of the matches are just being thrown together at the last minute.
All right.
Well, you've been watching every week. It doesn't surprise you.
We had a pay-per-view 2 weeks ago. Fastlane.
And we have like one more match than we did then. So.
222-1280, star 1280's number. We've got Mike from Rochester on the line. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
To a question, and then I'll get into what you guys are just talking about. I watched the New Japan Cup's semifinals this morning, and Hiroshi Tanahashi ended up losing to Sonata in the semifinals. So it's going to end up being Okada and Sonata for the shot. So obviously I'm going to assume Okada's going to win and face Jay White at the Garden in the main event. I want you guys to take as, who do you think Tanahashi will then face at the Garden?
I don't know, Judge. He's such
a good question.
Yeah,
I was just trying to like go through like the roster because I would assume Naito is going to go against Ibushi.
I was just going to say, I'm in my head, I'm like, what is Naito doing?
Yeah,
I would think he's going against Ibushi because Ibushi beat him in the New Japan Cup, so thus that would give him a chance to get an Intercontinental title shot. Based off of that, it would be a great match.
I'll tell you, 6 months ago, I would have said Kenny Omega. You know,
obviously, yes, exactly. That was my question a couple of weeks ago about him or Jericho being able to be on the show, but it doesn't look like they're going to be. So that's why I was curious. Does he maybe go against Sonata in a one-on-one match? I guess he could.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's good. You know, I feel bad for that card because it's just gotten so pulled apart.
I will say this. They are making some efforts to turn it around.
Okay.
With some of the matches.
Yeah, because they got double belt matches with the tag belts. And then I believe it's going to be Jeff Cobb and Ospreay with the TV belt for Ring of Honor and the Never Openweight title are both on the line in the same match.
True. And Jeff Cobb. I mean, Jeff Cobb's kind of a new guy to Ring of Honor, too. But, I mean, he was on that show that used to be on the same time we were on WGN. And he was the champion of Ring Wars or Ring, I can't remember, Ring Warriors, I think it was called. Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, if they are scraping it back together, I don't know what they're going to do, but I think that the viewers will benefit. I mean, all those names you mentioned are like elite guys, you know, from New Japan. So, I mean,
right.
You know, I don't know. I guess we'll know more next week because it'll only be 1 week away at that point, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, now to get to what you guys were just talking about, I know what you're saying about the advertised stuff in advance, but this is a different WrestleMania, and I really think that they're doing things weird this year. It's going to end up being John Cena versus Kurt Angle when it's all said and done, because there's two reasons why I think that. Number one, this coming Monday's Raw just happens to be at a place called Boston, Massachusetts. So I just have a feeling you might hear John Cena's music on this show.
Okay.
Yes. And the second thing is, if you notice John C. on his Instagram, he posted something about Baron Corbin equals dumpster fire.
Yeah, we were just talking about that before the show,
so,
too.
Why is he bringing up Baron Corbin? So my fantasy booking, and I know it's tough to do that nowadays because every time you do a good idea, it's like they never do it.
Sure.
But my theory is that Kurt Angle will come out during the show. He'll talk about, like, fans will chanting, we want Cena, blah, 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 blah. And he'll say, guys, this guy took the GM from me. He's made my life a living hell, blah, blah, blah. I want to beat him in my last match. I know it's not who you guys picked or thought I would pick, but that's who I'm going with. So then Baron Corbin will come out and the usual stuff will happen. And then they'll maybe get into a little brawl. And then John Cena's music hits. He comes out, goes crazy. He comes in the ring, challenges Baron Corbin to a match tonight, and if he beats him, he gets his spot against Kurt Angle in WrestleMania. He beats Baron Corbin, and there's your match.
I like it. I'll buy that. I like that setup better than where it's going now. That's for sure.
It's hard to spin it the way they have it now because, you know, they made it seem like Kurt's picking his opponent when everybody knows right. All the news backstage is it's not who he wanted. Yeah. Jim Ross tweeted about how disappointing it was to see that. Kurt Angle's wife retweets that tweet saying how disappointing it is. That tweet magically gets deleted later.
Oh.
Yes. But I think the storyline explanation, and like I said, it's tough to do it nowadays, but I think there actually could be a legitimate one. He could come out and say, the reason why they picked John is because he's in Hollywood making movies. So he's assuming he's not going to be there. So I can't pick him.
Oh, yeah, he could do that. I could see
so
that.
That's I think that they actually can make this work if they do it, what I just said.
Will
they actually do it? I don't know.
I would like.
No way, John Cena's not wrestling.
No, I was gonna say I would like to see John Cena at WrestleMania. As much as we all don't like him, he's a sure hand.
They said he's got a spot penciled in.
He's got a spot penciled in. So
he's one of the 18 matches. So who's he going
against? Is he
going to
be drinking beer in the front row again?
Yeah.
Who knows?
And the other thing that really bothers me, and then I'll cut off because I know you guys got other callers, but the Rey Mysterio match with Samoa Joe really bothers me. It's not because the match is not going to be good. But for 3 months, they built up Rey and Andrade. It started when Andrade was going after his mask and going after his mask, and then every situation Andrade would get the better of him. And then they take the singles match off the Fastlane pre-show. I'm thinking, great, they're going to do Matt versus hair at WrestleMania. Andrade keeps making his hair longer. He went after his mask in the beginning. It would be a great match for those two guys. And Joe was doing promos on John Cena, so I'm thinking that's who Joe's going to go against. And then Rey just randomly beats him in a tag match, and then that's the WrestleMania match based off of one little thing?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that, yeah, they hiked him up. And thanks for calling, Mike. We appreciate it, man. Please call back. I agree, and I think, you know, I was wondering, it's like, I think they spent more time trying to get Rey's son into the video, finding a way to get him backstage mm-hmm. so that you could show that his son, who was in Rochester during that whole feud with Eddie Guerrero, remember all the signs?
Dominic on a pole match?
Yeah, it was Dominic on a pole. I'm your poppy now, you know, stuff like that. That stuff was all going on. And I think because Dominic's training to wrestle.
Yes.
And so does it surprise me? Maybe he'll be ringside or...
Joe's going to choke him out.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be good then. See, I can see some good stuff coming out of that. We're going to go to break. Your call we will take. 222-1280, star 1280. I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Well, well, well. It is refreshing to finally get the respect I have earned here in WWE.
Listen, I know what it's like to have the deck stacked against me. I know better than anyone else what it's like for the authority to hold you down with their thumbs. And guess what? Despite the delusion that he sold to you people, that has not happened to Kofi Kingston. Let me explain this to you. Kofi Kingston was chosen to replace Mustafa Ali in the gauntlet match before the Elimination Chamber.
Well, I'm upper, upper class, high society.
I gotta be honest, the luck of the Irish was not on my side last week when I lost the Intercontinental Championship to Bobby Lashley. But this stubborn Irishman doesn't plan on being a former champion for too long.
Oh, this is Fit Finley on 1280, the Pain Clinic. I love it.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you to Balls Mahoney, one of our favorite wrestlers from ECW days. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We've got a call on the line. It's Dave from Victor. Dave, how you doing today, buddy?
Good. It's Gary.
I'm sorry, Gary. I even wrote
close.
It down.
It's close.
Dave, Gary. Okay. Yeah. At least you're not Mike. Okay. What's up, buddy? Sorry
hey,
about
listen,
that, Gary.
Did you guys get a chance to watch Impact last week? Not last night, but last Friday.
Did not see it. What? They're doing a man versus woman type of angle. I think that's
no.
Not that.
Tessa Blanchard got her butt pillar to post kicked. It looked like a Ronda Rousey, you know, against WWE girls.
Any of them?
She
yeah.
got stomped on, and I've never seen her lose. And all the time with WOW and all the other promotions she's done with, this girl, I mean, just. You, if you excuse the expression, manhandler, and just like Rousey does to a lot of the girls in WWE. Did you hear anything about that? Did she lose? I don't know. Was she their title holder, their woman's title holder at Impact?
Tessa Blanchard. Was she? I know
Kelly's daughter.
Taya Valkyrie has it currently.
Yeah, Taya Valkyrie. But I think didn't she just sign with AEW?
No.
Okay, she's not one of the ones that.
No, Tessa Blanchard's with Impact.
Okay, I know she was a champion for a while there too. Yeah, yeah. She's Tully's daughter, and
and Magnum's stepdaughter.
Interesting. Yeah. That's right. If you think about it, yeah, and
yeah. But she's doing that WOW promotion. What do you guys think of that? I've watched it, and I can't watch it. It's horrid.
Yeah, it's GLOW. They're trying to reinvigorate GLOW, and it's
right. And they on online it said that Access picked them up for another 18 shows or something. I'm like, oh my god, I'd rather watch New Japan any day of the week.
Yeah, New Japan's been showing some new stuff on it this past week, which is pretty cool. But yeah, no, the dub, you have to have a taste for it. I mean, do you remember WOW from back in the 80s?
Yep.
I'm sorry, GLOW. Yeah, they're trying
the same guy. The guy,
yeah,
the same guy.
David McLean. Yeah, yeah. They're trying to do that, but more of a wrestling angle on it instead of doing stupid little skits in the back. even though they do have stupid skits. Sometimes.
And the cockamamie name.
Yeah, yeah. But they wanted to make it more. And David McLean was part of a women's wrestling maybe 10 years ago, too. So he was still doing this kind of format. But, they apparently they're getting numbers for it. People like to watch the ladies, strictly ladies, beating each other up. And, and some of the storylines are, But, yeah, I agree. It's tough to watch. But, New Japan is you could maybe nap during the commercials and then New Japan's on and you're wide awake because New Japan's an incredible show on Access TV. Of course, you have to have Access. If you don't have that, how do you watch Impact? Do you watch
it's on the Pursuit channel. I've got the dish and it's on Pursuit now. It's on 10 to midnight, but I sometimes I can watch it. Other times I can't. I have to work on that. WOW is terrible.
Yeah.
It really, I couldn't watch it. It was just, and Blanchard's in that. When Impact went down to Mexico, she wrestled Fabi Apache, and they somehow the CMLL or AAA or wherever she's with let her lose. Let Blanchard beat her, and I was like, oh my god, I couldn't believe it, because she's tough.
Well, I think whenever there's American TV down there, they'll let the Americans win. Ugh. Because as long as it doesn't perpetuate through Mexico, and I think they're with AAA. I think that's a relationship that Jeff Jarrett started between Impact and AAA, so
right.
Yeah, because I mean Jeff Jarrett was their champ for a while down there too, but I was shocked too when they have the big names. They used to come up to TNA when they were down in Nashville,
right.
They'd have these big names from Mexico and they would lose. And it's like, well, you're not really, they're saying this guy's unbeatable in his home country, but he comes and he loses his first match in Nashville. It's
just
like
some schlep.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, so
yeah,
man, Gary, please call back. I appreciate your call, sir.
Okay.
Thank you
lot,
so
guys.
Much. Thank you. Yeah. 222-1280 star toys number. We've got Lily on the line. Lily, you there?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm not great right now, but that's not what I'm calling about.
Okay, what you calling about?
Is there any chance you guys would allow me to talk about independent wrestling in Rochester for a minute?
Well, you've got them. You're on the air right now. Go for it.
Cool. Upstate Professional Wrestling. It's Rochester's premier wrestling league. No other. We used to be affiliated with the NWA, and we're great. Our next show is on the 13th. It's at the Flower City Comic Con, the Blue Cross Arena.
I never would have guessed.
Can you believe it? The Blue Cross Arena where WWE...
Hey, Lily, I don't know. Have you ever listened to our show before?
Yes, I am.
So you do know that I helped produce the Flower City Comic Con?
Yeah, Brian is one of the guys who organizes the Flower City Comic Con. He's one of the hosts here.
I did not know that. Sorry.
As well as last week, we gave a whole segment to the show that was going on last week, March Meltdown. Yeah, March Meltdown. So yeah.
Well, this is awkward.
That's okay. No, that's okay. I mean, I if someone wants to call and promote something, that's great. So what? The next shows are at the Flower City Comic Con.
I just have a quick question. I haven't seen any update on the lineup for the card yet. Do you have one by chance?
For the Comic Con, no. But there's rumblings of a cosplay battle royal.
Oh yeah, like we've had that in the past. Maybe the dinosaur will show up again.
Oh, the dinosaur was great, and there's of course Buzz Lightyear. You know, yeah. Well, Lily, we appreciate it, and we're going to be hitting it heavy because I know that not only is that wrestling going to be there, but Hacksaw Jim Duggan's going to be there too.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday night we'll have that at the end of the day. Yeah. The vendor floor, everything will shut down, so we can have the wrestling event that evening, and then the next day we will have Hacksaw on Sunday, all day signing. So please come down. We've also got other things going on. We got Millennium Games has signed up to run our board and card gaming room. Microsoft store from out of Syracuse will be there running our video gaming room. So if you like those sorts of things.
Hey, Brian, can you give us a little peek in? Where are you guys? The wrestling ring is going to be set up in the Blue Cross Arena?
Yeah, but it's not going to be in the actual arena because that happens to be where the vendor floor is for the show.
Okay.
So the main entrance to the arena, you go up the escalator after you go in.
Okay.
And then there's some stairs up to that big area where sometimes they have pregame concerts and things going on in
there. Yeah, they have the happy
ring
hours
will be
there.
Set up that Saturday evening there. It'll replace our staging area Saturday evening. So it will be right there. There'll be some seats and there'll be standing room only as well.
I'm excited. It's getting close. It's only 2 weeks away, buddy.
Two weeks.
Yeah.
I'm working to get you a couple tickets that we can give away next week.
So. All right. Well, Lily, thank you so much for calling. We're definitely going to, we always promote UPW when we get the information, and we did last week heavily and we will in the future. Thank you for calling. If you want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We got to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
So here I am demanding the match that I deserve. Now I'm getting it.
Cerebral Assassin. Where do you think that came from? He's got you fooled, man. He's got you all fooled. That's what he does.
Insecure, selfish, jealous, control freak I've ever met. That's who the real Triple H is. I'm going to end his in-ring career. Interview over. Get out of my office.
I'm so sorry. I didn't.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Let me teach you a lesson, okay? In life, like in music, timing is everything.
Samoa Joe is just a bully. And now, at WrestleMania, I'll be sitting front row, watching him, my dad, do what he does best. That's taking care of bullies and bringing home another championship.
This is Samoa Joe, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back. I love it, Joe. Joe's my man. Just don't bring up to him that he played bouncer for the first three or four Ring of Honor shows in Buffalo, because they'll look at you like you said something wrong.
You get that look a lot from the people.
Because I saw him throw people out in multiple shows. You know, he'd walk with a guy by, you know, the atypical, by the back scruff of his shirt and by his belt loop, and he would carry the dude out the front door. So it was great. And it's like I'm not saying anything to him, and then I got a chance to interview him. It's like, okay, I'm gonna bring it up. 222-1280 Star Toys a number. Welcome back to the show. The Cash Man, Danger Boy, Brian Burke, DC Dan Cole, and we've got online right now with us Pete from Rochester. What's up, Pete?
Hey, thanks. I want to talk some MMA. We know UFC is coming to town soon, but I've never been following it. What do you think the ticket's going to run for, like, general admission?
I'm guessing maybe $30 maybe a ticket.
Really?
I've heard anywhere from $65 to $210.
Really?
Is what people were speculating.
I will tell you this: the Blue Cross Arena is going to be a great place for MMA because I've been in the Air Canada Center and also in the Five Star Bank go up in Buffalo, where they looked about the size of an ant to me from where I was sitting. But in Rochester, there's going to be a great seat everywhere in that place to see MMA. It's going to be fantastic.
We got our main event this week too.
Oh, we did. We got Gregor Gillespie.
No. Rafael Dos Anjos versus Kevin Lee.
Oh, really? Originally I thought it was going to be Gillespie and
Everybody
Kevin Lee.
Thought that, but they went with the.
I'll take Dos Anjos. Yeah. I mean, he was a champ, so yeah, man. So yeah, it's probably going to be a little pricey, unfortunately.
Did we get the hometown guy or no? Because I can't follow it anymore. It's too hard to follow everything.
Well, we haven't had Gregor Gillespie or Desmond Green or John Jones. None of those names have been mentioned. Des Green is fighting in a couple of weeks, so I doubt he'll be on that. We're talking May 18th. That's the show. So, I truly doubt. But McGregor is still, he's able to fight, so we'll see if he gets put on. I'm guessing he will. Maybe he'll be on the undercard. But he's undefeated, 11-0. He was supposed to go against the guy Kevin Lee, who's in the main event. So maybe it'll be another contender in him. But I'm hoping we get Gregor. Gregor has contacted, I'm not going to say he let anyone know he's going to do it, but he's definitely showing people that he will be around for it. So he might just be in the crowd, too. But we're going to get some good fights, and the only way you can watch it is on ESPN Plus if you're not here. So, I'm guessing maybe Jones will be in the crowd too because he's talked multiple times about wanting to be at the Blue Cross Arena in front of his family, and he's got a lot of family here in Rochester too. So I think he might make an appearance. So
that'd be great. I think it's going to be a big deal. Because it's between Syracuse, Buffalo, but I think it's going to be a good landing spot for, fight night or whatever. I'm just going to sell out real quick, but thanks, guys.
Thank you, Pete, man, and I think it will sell out real quick. I'm not doubting that whatsoever because this is the one, this is the last place that they promised they were coming, so they're finally making due on their promises.
Yes.
So they're talking Carrier Dome at some point too. So maybe we'll have a
that'll huge, be a big show.
Have to be a huge. You're gonna have to depend on every little market around Syracuse to fill that place up. So 222-1280 *1280 is the number. We've got Rick in Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey guys, happy Saturday morning.
Happy not St. Patrick's Day Parade Day.
Exactly. Week after. Hey, a few things on my mind. What's this WWE? Mixing Travis Bone in the equation now.
Yeah, I wonder about that because I don't know, but maybe they're going to go to a shoot fighting group because he's an ex-MMA. I mean, he hasn't fought MMA in like over a year or two now, but and he actually had some really terrible losses before he stopped fighting. But he got involved. He got involved with Ronda taking out the security guard this past week. I would love to see an MMA group into WWE. They've done it before when they had we had Ken Shamrock and Dan Severin and a bunch of the guys. I mean, it's been a long time, but I mean, the funny thing is Ronda is as much as she only spent 2 minutes in the ring in Rochester and had frowns for everybody. I've seen all these pictures in the last 2 weeks of her taking pictures with fans. She went. Where was it? She went up to in Irondequoit.
Locals only.
Was it?
Locals only.
Locals only in Irondequoit. I mean, I live in Irondequoit. I had no idea she was right around the corner there.
Locals only is down East Carvin, right?
What's that?
No, it's in Irondequoit.
It's Irondequoit.
Okay, and she also went to the Strong Museum.
Oh, did she? She was right next door to us?
Yeah, she followed her on that episode of Life in the Fast Lane, the Fast Lane pay-per-view on her website, the little documentary she's got.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's put out a new one talking about Rochester. I saw that,
And then she was in Toronto saying, Canada sucks, hockey sucks. And then one of the girls came up and she's like, I'm supposed to be a bad guy. So, hey, Canada, boo. I'm like, really?
Well, what else is going on, Rick?
Nothing. What's going on with AOP? I haven't seen them on TV in a while.
Yeah, one of them has a real severe knee injury. They've been wrestling. The other one's been wrestling on main event as a singles, but unfortunately, the one's going to be out for a while. I guess it's like 6 months or whatnot. He torn ACL or something.
The big one or the bigger one?
Exactly.
Yeah, poor Spud. What's he going to do?
He's still managing.
I know.
And being a commissioner of 205 Live. And
I can't watch main event on the network. It's always like months behind.
Yeah, I don't even know where main event shows anymore, to be honest
with
you.
Well, it's on the network, but Last time I checked, it was like a month and a half, 2 months prior. It doesn't have anything recent on there for a minute.
That means it must be showing on TV somewhere if it's behind.
Yeah, it's got to be someplace. I mean, it was like a foreign market type show that they were doing for a while. And then it was GN when they had that time slot on GN.
I know it taped after SmackDown.
Yeah.
Okay, and last thing on my mind, as far as ROH is concerned, that's great that the Villain Enterprise has got defeated the Briscoes in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
What do you think of Villain Enterprise?
Well, I mean, you know, they're kind of like missing the Bullet Club now, so they're kind of having, you know, the Villain take over, sort of. So, I don't know. I mean, Danny, what do you think?
Well, not only that, they had him win the six-man titles.
Yeah, that's so. So the
now Marty's going to be in the, you know, one of the main events of the G1 Supercard when he takes on Lethal and Taven in that Ladder Wars match.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how can you not like Marty?
You love Marty.
Marty's awesome.
He is. And he might be 5'2", but that's okay. You
doesn't
know?
Matter.
Does not matter, you know?
If you have want you some seen good Marty stuff.
Before? What's that?
Have you seen Marty wrestle in person?
Have I ever seen him in person?
Yeah, we saw him
in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, Ring of Honor.
Yeah. He came out Ring of Honor. He was still part of the Bullet Club then, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Really that little? He's like 5'4", 5'5".
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just kidding. I mean, I don't know if he's really that short.
You want some good Marty stuff. Look up the time he was on a dating game show in England.
Will you find that on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got Rick.
It's hilarious.
Thanks for calling, Rick. We got to go to break. You know, I'm going to look it up right now while we're on break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this message. Folks, we are out of time, man. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you next week.